Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Continue. We have to continue this lecture. See, of the mind, Brother Drew, what is the renewing of the mind? You know, we got a skeet taste and we're going to get a skeet taste of it. Today, we're going to look at the mind. And we know that we can read and in some books, it says, renew your mind. So when you study esoteric knowledge, Brother Drew, you know what a mind is. A mind is a school of thoughts. And a school of thoughts is taught to you. And in our case, we know who taught us our school of thoughts and who give us our mind. So in order for us to understand that, we have to explain certain things to ourselves by the five W's to one H in a chronological order to get a good understanding that, you know, we sharing with people how we came across knowledge. We just sharing this knowledge, showing you something that that's out here that takes many years of studying to understand it and see what a mind is. I was in search, Brother Drew. I wanted to know who God was. That's why I did this study. I wanted to know who the hell was God, because nobody could give me a correct answer when I asked. I asked the preacher, I asked Big Mama. The only person that gave me the correct answer was Big Papa, the male side of my family, not the female side, but all the male side of my family gave me the correct answer on who God was. And great-great-grandpa said he was a possum. So he was talking in signs and symbols that if you understand how a possum acts, then he just spoke a parable to me when he said, Junior, at 5 years old, God is a possum. And I know the characteristics of a possum. A possum is an animal that he uses in defense as to play like he's dead. And when he can play it so good that you think he's dead, especially if a wolf or something, one of his enemies is hunting him, he'll still lay there and play dead, and the enemy will go away. And the possum will get up and walk away. Well, that's what Grandpa told me, that God died in the East and came over here, was playing possum, and got up and started walking around and thought he was a possum. So I learned that at an early age. So when we study esoteric knowledge and we study it in the order that we study it in, we don't make any mistakes of what we know that is the truth, not a belief, but the truth. We know for a fact, and we can prove that, we're in the 1881 King James Bible, which is called, is the Bible that the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Christian used. I can say that 99.99% of that book, which is called the Old Testament, is truth, Brother Drew. And what is called the New Testament, 99.99% is false teaching of what this Old Testament is. It tells you how the Old Testament got put in a revised version that the people use in 2018. And it tells us the story of how this revised version and living under grace from the laws came into existence when you live by the law in the what they call the Old Testament, but you live up under grace from the law in the New Testament for the simple reason a man died for your sins. And this was false teaching. This is how it got into a revised version when the ecclesiastics got a hold to it. And so by doing the research that we do, we see how a mind is made. And this is some deep thinking, because Brother Drew, we know for a fact that where do the revolution start? We can never have a revolution It starts in the mind. It starts in your teaching. It starts with what your school of thoughts. And some elderly person like me, Brother Drew, has to do this, because the renewing of the mind is for the youth. You can't let your children grow up under what you've been taught in a school of thoughts that was right when it was a lie. You can't renew your mind. You can't, your mind ain't gonna click, Brother Drew. I give you an example, Brother Drew. The story of Abraham is a good story for us to look deep at, because I look deep at it, me and Cole. And me and Cole, you know how we used to do. You done heard me explain this in class many years ago. It's just that I always write out my lectures, and once we done did it 50 times, and I memorize it after that, you know, because I put it into a process. And see, the story of Abraham, Brother Drew, is a very unique story that give us a clue on that period and day and time. And when we come into existence, the same day and period of time, the same day, because Abraham was up under his mama's and daddy's teaching. Are you following me, Brother Drew? Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm on with Brother DeWatt, had it on mute.
Yeah, see, Abraham wouldn't follow his mama and daddy's teaching. His three brothers that he had, Nahor, he was the high priest to a god named Sin, which was a female god in that day and period of time, called Sin. He was a high priest. Abraham didn't believe in our gods to the point where he took his daddy's hatchet, cut off. It was, they had 12, and Sin was the big god, was the biggest statue there, and he cut the heads of the 11 other 11 gods that they was worshiping at they in time, Nimrod was, and cut their heads off and left the big god standing. So when Nimrod got a heard of this, Abraham's father, who was the chief our God maker at that day and time, knew that he had given his son. He reported him to Nimrod. So Abraham came through and say, ask the big God. This is how he got off. He told Nimrod, well, you should ask the big God. She knows, she saw everything of who cut them other 11 statues' head off with a hatchet and left it. She saw everything. Asked her who it was. Nimrod asked the priesthood, and the priesthood said, tell her he killed the priesthood. So that's a good story, Brother Drew, for us to understand. That the only way, when you renew the mind, that means that the mind has become conscious. Your mind got to become conscious, because your ass is still unconscious if you can't come conscious to the fact that what mama and daddy taught us, that was right, that they had learned and had doctor's degrees in white daddy's knowledge, school of thoughts, was a goddamn lie, Brother Jew, starting with
right.
God.
Right.
Freedom, civil rights. Then you ain't conscious until your mind can understand this. And then when you become conscious of this, you just in your first stage of consciousness. Because, see, consciousness come in full stage, four levels, and four degrees, and each one of them got 12 steps in there. So your mind just have arrived. I'm talking to the conscious community out there. They say they conscious, meaning that right. your ass just have arrived on the screen, and you at level one, meaning know how to travel to the second stage to get to the second level, because the mind comes in four different forms, Brother Drew. You have the unconscious mind, which can stay unconscious, but once the mind becomes conscious and it goes through 12 steps and 12 levels, then that mind becomes a super conscious mind. Are you following me, Brother Drew? This is what they call, excuse me, a super conscious mind. Then when the super conscious mind goes through 12 stages, 12 levels, and get 12 degrees in it, the number 12 is completed it. You done completed being a super conscious mind. You become a ultimate conscious mind. Then when you go through those 12 steps, then you reach the conscious mind. Then the ultimate conscious mind goes through 12 steps and 12 levels, Brother Drew. Then your mind go back to where it come from. Your mind goes back to being a molecule that became an atom, not ADAM, but an ATOM, that started with the first law of nature, went in motion, and became the second law of nature when it became a being upon a dualist system. And so when your mind reached that level, you is what all the ancient books call the Ancient of Days, meaning that you is with Amanya, Brother Drew, that your mind is totally complete with Amanya, and Amanya give you that last name, Zakaya, meaning one who did not forget Yah. As your mind was traveling in your body down here on a place called Athara that you call Earth. Because that mind, Brother Drew, would be coming from the 19th galaxy, which would be the mind of the Yah man, which is the Anunnaki. And have you noticed the weather yet lately? Have you noticed the weather lately, Brother Drew?
Yeah,
have you
I've
noticed? Noticing
that. Yes,
sir. Have you noticed, Amit? Yeah, she loves the way I sing. The black cloud been in Dallas, ain't it?
Goddamn.
Yeah. Amit, yeah, is sending us messages. We close to the mothership. And see, another thing, Brother Drew, that the news media is not talking about, I got Robert Ashley don't talk about it Monday, is that the sun, Brother Drew, unmute us there. Okay. All of the good students, go look up the Carrington event. We are almost 2 weeks away from a Carrington event. That's when the sun put out sunspots. This will cause an electrical grill, meaning a blackout. We are fortunate, Brother Drew. Texas own their own electrical grid. And the last time that this happened, we didn't black out, but all of the United States blacked out, all but Texas. This sunspot spray that's been to happen, that's coming up, will affect 80% of the world. And only 20% of the people that have their own grill won't be affected by this. And that means your electricity might be down for 2, 3, 4 weeks. So if you got money in the bank and you stack up on food, we, like I said, you still need to do it here in Texas because we own our own electric grill. And the last times that this stuff happened, it didn't shut down Texas grid. Well, you don't know for a fact that this shit might happen, Brother Drew. And that's out there. And everybody, you can go up on Dawaya Zakaya's Facebook page, and I got this for all the students to look at. See,
okay.
See, when this man, this will screw up the atmosphere. Not only the atmosphere, Brother Drew, but the power failure. Everything on the computers now, man. Do you know if this thing be like it was in 1859 and shit, they had one, and this supposed to be worse than the one in 1859 that's coming down. A lot of people don't know about the sunspots. Do some research on that, all you esoteric students. Google sunspots and go on my website, Facebook, like I said, and pick up that article that's up there. One of my students put it up there. He travels. he caught that out there. See, I don't know how to work computer, but I got about 15 people. They hit me with stuff and ask me, what about this? And Robert Ashley keep me posted on stuff. Him and Carol, what's asking me questions of what I think about it, what I see this, where is this in history? Because ain't nothing new under the sun, Brother Drew.
Right.
Ain't a damn thing new. Every day, every second we live, it done happened before.
Uh-huh.
And for you to understand that, we can ask ourselves a question. This is September 23rd or whatever it is, 2018. Well, it's we can go back in the history book and see what was going on at September 23rd, whatever this day was back in history, back
yeah,
in that day. Right. September 22nd, 2018, we can go back in history and see what they were doing then and come up to 25, right now, AD, and they're doing the same thing. That's the reason. It ain't nothing new under the sun. History is doing the same thing. Because, see, if we was, let's look at something, Brother Drew. If we was in that time period, we would be in the time period of a so-called man named Jesus. This is a story that's in this book. So we're going to place ourselves in look at something where Jesus was. He was in a place called Rome at this time period. And it's a funny thing. Now, the Roman government, he said in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, and he only preached out of 4 books, Isaiah, Deuteronomy, Proverbs, and Psalms. So those 4 books we use in our study, because those are the only books he preached out of, those 4 books. So it's a story in there to tell it. Now, he said in the book of Isaiah in the 42nd chapter that he had a government for a burden on his shoulder and a priesthood that was with that government. And he turned around and cursed them. And he even talked about their mamas. He said that the beginning of them, when they first started, that their mamas and daddies was this evil nation of people up under the sign symbols and color and flags of this people. Now, this is in back here when Jesus was. 2018 years ago. Now let's look at the government. He had a government on his shoulder. Let's look at what the government, the signs, and all governments have a color, a flag, and a sign and symbol that they go by. At that time, the Romans was the government that he had on now. They signed is the eagle. The colors is red, white, and blue. Their sign is the eagle. Their colors is red, white, and blue. Their religion is Mithraism/Roman Catholic Church. Brother Drew, that's at that day and time period. See, Jesus don't know nothing about a damn Christian. Christian came out of this Roman Catholic Church. this fellow named Jesus in the Bible, this name Jesus, everything's a story to us that has allegories and dogma and all of that shit. 2,200 errors. See, me and you know the 2,200 errors, the dogma, the allegories, and how the book was wrote. Because we know the schools of thoughts of the people that wrote the book. See, the people that wrote the book got the people that they give the book to believe in one thing, and the book is saying another damn thing. But the people that wrote the book talk to people that believe in the book, that gave somebody that looked like me, you and me, 145 years, the book, and say this is the word of God. When it was the word of Shakespeare. You see, when you study where the book comes from, shit. But it was William Shakespeare's book, and he got his ass killed for that. See, this is when the mind becomes ultimate conscious of its surrounding. It knows the story, Brother Drew. It didn't just come into this old night. We kept on traveling, Brother Drew. We never did quit traveling. We never quit riding Clyde. And see, when we graduate and understand how this story goes, see, it's new that I just told you a story about an Anglo-Saxon when he became Greek and Roman and came into Great Britain. He became an Anglo-Saxon that May 1st, 1776, changed his name to America, and somebody looked like me and you. Most of them, not all of them, the Creek Nation never signed a treaty with the United States. Only the 5 civilized nations signed a treaty out of the Creek Nation, and great-great-grandfather Crow, we weren't one of the civilized nations, but my mama was. So, was either on the plantation or the reservation. Your ass wasn't an American, because the first American was John Hancock. That's who the first American was, not you. And this country wasn't called America, because the natives of this people that over here, they spoke one language, they called it a father. They spoke the ancient tongue, the ancient people that was over here. So you can't go with all of that off the wall bullshit about what is what when you know what is what, when your mind has reached certain levels. Now, when we go to, we know that the Bible is wrote in codes, Brother Drew, and we're going to get a code out of that, out of the New Testament. It's up on the numbers, the number code. Let me show you how they coded it up, how we read codes in the Bible. Is we take Amen Yah mathematics. We do the mathematics by Amen Yah, and then you don't make no mistake. And so if I wanted to code something out and trick you, like the Mesmerite Jews did, the Anglo-Saxons, the Americans, and if you ever read The International Jew by Henry Ford would tell you that they was tricked by the Jews. He like to lost his business behind that when he read the Protocol of the Learned Elders. He wrote a book called The International Jew. So everything in that book is right. And he admitted. See, we got proof that he admitted it, Brother Drew, because we got his book. This book don't cost but $3 or $4 now if you order it. Cause I think Carol ordered some not too long ago. She told me the book was $3 or something. It's called The International Jew. If you ain't got that book in your artillery, you need that book. All you people that study, you see, it ties in with this Romans 12:2. 12 is complete, and 2 stands for male and female. That's both male and female. Add them together, you got the number 5. The number 5 is the power number, and you are the number 5. You made out of 4 elements, and you the 5th element. So in the numbers in here on what was stated in this verse, Brother Drew, It's got mathematically speaking with it. So when you find mathematically speaking something, then you go down and the way we do it, we break it down to the nitty gritty, word for word. Because see, when you study something wrote in the Bible, and you have to study a certain way. You study that you pick out the sentence, and you get the keywords out the sentence. Then you take your ass to the dictionary. That's when we believe in etymology, and you look up the word, what the word means. And when you look up what the word means, Brother Drew, I'm a living witness to this. Uh-huh. When you look this word up, what you thought this word is ain't. And that's how the average nigga gets screwed, because with your educated ass, you think you know the definition of the word, and you'll just run right past the word, you know, because, oh, I know what that means. You're a goddamn liar. You don't know shit about what that means. Quit fooling yourself. I did that shit for a long time, and then I started going looking up the word like Big Mama had taught me. So I learned out of the dictionary. Well, when I got old, I forgot the rules that I was supposed to follow in my studies. But it was came back to me. When it came back to me, I'm sharing this with you. You don't know the definition of a word that you say you do. Go see this language that we're speaking in someone else's language and how they define it to you. In their everyday speech or in a school system, it ain't the truth. That's the reason you have to go to the origin of the word. What do it mean? Where it come from? What year was it put into the language? And what language did it come out of? Because all of this language that we speak came out of another language. This was called the ancient serpent language, the forbidden language. This language we speak and communicating in was once called a forbidden language. Most people don't even know that. See, and so when we look at Romans 12, it says be not fine. Confirmed. CONFORMED. It's a comma there. So we pose this pause right there, Brother Drew. And we look up this word, conformed. The definition of conformed is a law system. Yeah. That is a belief system. Now, be not conformed. Be not means that we're looking for a law system of this world. It clearly say this here, world. Now, it's another comma now. A world is a time period. That's what it is. That's all the world is. It carries with it a time people. A world is a school of thoughts that the people have based upon the a law system, Brother Drew. And this time period carries with it a beginning that becomes a decade, that becomes a century, that becomes an age, and then it becomes an eon. Eon means many, many years. This is what a world is. The world ain't Earth. I know that you think that a world is Earth. No, a world is the people in the Earth at a time period. It carries a time period. And this is a clear warning. Don't be conformed. Now, let's look at some. These people live under grace from the law. Now, let's look at that. Now, they live up under a system that says that you live, be up under grace from the law. So you have to go find out what law they're talking about. And that was the moral law that they talking about living under grace law. Now, but be ye transformed. Transformed means what? It means to renew yourself by the renewing of the mind. The renewing of the mind. Let's say this. The renewing of the school of thought. That you've been taught for 12 years, got a diploma in it, at an early age, you was taught this school of thought. When you start talking and speaking this language, you start mastering this school of thoughts, Brother Drew. Once you start speaking this language first, you done master this school of thought. You him. And then he taught you how to operate in his system by sending you to school. And when you got your diploma, he said, well, you are able to work in America. You know what American holidays is. You know American gods. You know America's beliefs. And you know that either you're a Democrat or a Republican. You fall in one of these keys. And they argue back and forth with which one is bad and which one is good. And when you get your diploma, you reach this stage of consciousness in America. Oh, so you have a diploma. Now, they'll tell you now, if you want to get a better paying job, then go to college. It'll look good on your resume. And you get a BS or BA. And after you, your black ass gets some bullshit. They say, well, it look good on your resume, Brother Drew. If you go get your master's degree of what your black ass done got some bullshit, started a diploma from old Mazza. And then when old Mazza, you become a doctor and do your theses for old Mazza in his knowledge. Old Master say, well, now, you have a doctor's degree in old Master knowledge. But what he didn't tell you is that you got a black doctor's degree. He used to would tell you that, Brother Drew. He told my mama that. But the new niggas, the bourgeoisie niggas, they don't know the boule ass niggas. They don't know nothing about this. What I'm saying. See, when old Master told him that you got a black doctor's degree, and that's what you got. You can't teach in the white colleges with your doctor's degree. You have to go to the black college and teach, but you can't teach in the black college because you got a black college degree, and we're not ready for you. You are smart enough to teach old masters and be the head nigga in charge when you get your doctor's degree of what old masters done told your black ass under some bullshit and gave you starting off with a diploma. You understand what I'm talking about now, Brother Drew? It's the way my daddy explained it to me.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
These ain't my words. These are my daddy's words that he explained to me when I was 9 years old, when mama got her on this. He asked me what the Oscars was at his head sticking in the ground. And he said, that's a person with a doctor's degree because they talk with their head in the sand and through their ass of what some white man done told them that they was HNIC, head niggas in charge. He says, it's always a house nigga, a high yellow house nigga. Tell you this. Well, my daddy wasn't lying. I'm 73. Shit, I was 9 when he told me that. Hell, I see that. And so you believe in an idea that they gave you. Now, how I know this is an idea? Shit, I didn't know this was an idea until I read the Protocol of the Learning of Elder Zion. And on page number seven is what? Perfect, Brother Drew. It clearly states, it say that we gave the Goheen, made him believe in God, freedom, and civil rights. This is what the Protocol of Learned Elder Zion said they did to the Goheen, starting in 1489 in England, in a tavern with a family called Rothschild. Now, that book is 527 years old, Brother Drew. That book clearly states that from the Anglo-Saxons then, that was the Catholic Church, and in the Catholic Church, that dynasty, that if you keep this plan for 400 years that you would own every goddamn thing that these people had, plus you would own the world if you stuck to this plan that I give you on January the 18th, 1489. He said, if y'all stick to this, he said, just stick to the plan. For 400 years, the book is 527 years old. But since I read the book over 1,000 goddamn times, Brother Drew, we can see and go back that it didn't take them no 400 years. It only took them 275 years to own it. Everything that this Anglo-Saxon / America had done to him, he said he would own it. Well, he owns it now. He owned it by 1914 during President Woodrow Wilson. You can see where Rothschild owned America, and your ass and me wasn't even born. But this is what the history books tell us. And the history books tell us a story that, goddamn it, we looking at right now. If you got a conscious mind, your mind don't have to be into a whole lot of levels that mine done went through of the stage of consciousness. But if you out of your first stage of consciousness and going into your second stage of consciousness, you ought to be able to see every damn thing that I'm talking to you about, Brother Truth. Because it come out of a system and it wasn't ours.
Right.
See, common sense tell us this. See, and it's a funny damn thing that we can use a scenario of common sense versus a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. Every person that looked like us that was inventors in the 1700s and 1800s, he invented the shit on common sense. He wasn't edumacated by the white man. You was only edumacated by the white man after 1870. You weren't educated when you invented the peanut. You weren't educated then. You used common sense. Everything on the choo-choo train, as we used to call it, Brother Drew, somebody looked like me and you invented it.
Right.
But he didn't go to no school, white folks school. The year 2000, the old ignorant-ass Mexican is building America. For you to be a builder, you got to know calculus, you got to know geometry, you got to know all of high mathematics, geometry, architect skills to be a builder. But them some bitches that's over here building can't speak this language, neither was they went to this school. But you don't see no goddamn body that come out of the school system in America that look like me and you or look like them. Know what an 18 to 13 to 12 year old Mexican boy know when it comes down to building. See, I remember a long time ago, my daddy used to put the little niggas, wide niggas, in the car. Had old Dynafold Brewery. And he was showing to us over and over. Once a month, all of a sudden, we get in the brewery and ride out in the country and ride through Crockett, and he'd point out shit to us. And he'd point out, yeah, your great-grandpa, he built that building. I helped him build that hospital over there. Your uncles and your three uncles and your grandpa, and they built this and they built that, you know. Well, you don't see no black men and families can do that. Now, on Sunday evening, and he definitely is a Sunday evening man, when the Mexican man take his family out, He can say, oh, little Miss Couture, look at this freeway. Your daddy built this freeway. Look at that skyscraper up there. Your daddy did that. You see that way up there? Put that out up there. Your daddy did that. You see what I'm talking about? And the only thing that a black man is telling me, take what you, where you going to point out to your child what you did? Like that, a daddy say, my daddy say, here's what he do know is we would go out on the farm. Brother Drew, that's where he kept the bootleg. And we go out there and pick up them half a pint of whiskey. Old Taylor and Crow, Old Crow, them half a pint, and vodka and TK vodka and Hill and Hill, half pints of whiskey. That's what he sold. We go out there and pick him up, and Daddy point out something to me, especially in September this time of year. He say, look at all them crows, boy. You know, you'd be a whole line of crows on the fence, just line it up. And they'd be just fussing and fighting and jumping around, just a whole flock of them.
Uh-huh.
Daddy would tell me, he say, now, when we get back to Camp Street, at Camp Street, all the was a black part of town in Crockett. And they have bleachers where you sit outside of the business. There's about 80 businesses on Camp Street they had down there. And everybody had a bleach out in front of their place. Daddy say, hey, boy, now when we get back here to Camp Street, he say, watch. He say, the first thing you're going to see is a bunch of niggas on a bench. Like a flock of crows, cawing and laughing. And we would pass where the Rotary Club and the Masons and the Lions Club and the Chamber of Commerce of the white folks was up there to say, now they meeting how to plot against a nigga, and the niggas out here looking like a bunch of crows on a fence line and jumping and jolly, waiting on me to bring some whiskey so they can jolly pop all night long. While the white man, he say, is thinking of how to keep your black ass down. That's what he told me. Well, I see that now, Brother Drew, you know, exactly what he told me. I see that right now. You know, and he lied to me, you know, and we were supposed to renew the mind that we may prove the key word, what is good and accepted and perfect. You see, we're supposed to do that. So when we take history of Yes Diddy, as Big Mama and them used to say, the whole folks would say back in my young days, and compare it with today, ain't nothing changed. Hey, you ain't arrived. You are more unconscious in 2018 than you was in 1960. I see that. Because all the people that was in their 20s and my age in 1950s, when they was in their 70s, they were highly conscious people, Brother Drew. Our grandparents, your grandparents, mine, all about was people look like us. And they didn't have no white folks' education. They didn't have no air conditioning. They didn't have what Daddy called luxuries. Daddy said, you don't need but two goddamn things, food and shelter. He say any damn thing else is a luxury that your ass can do without. Because he asked you quick, before there was an air condition, what was it? What your ass do when it wasn't no air condition? What your ass do when it wasn't no electric lights? What did your ass do when you didn't have no indoor toilet? Daddy would
right.
say. What did your ass do? How did you survive? How did you survive when you wasn't no TV and radio? And some of you telling me you got to have. Nowadays, I never will forget my little grandbaby. She told me, she said, Pop, I just couldn't ride in a car that didn't have no, that movie junk in the car, you know, where they play that stuff that you got the TV, her dad and mama got that TV in the back seat of the car. I said, you couldn't what? She said, I just couldn't ride in a car. I don't know what I would do. I said, well, what do you think that Papa did when that wasn't in the car? She said, I don't know, but I don't want to know. That's what she told me. But she didn't want to know. That was Haley. You know Haley, little red. When she was a baby. She told me that. Now, her mind is caught on this luxury. And she 18 or 19 now, these luxuries, where did the mindset? The mindset is there. You ain't always, I don't know, there might not be too many of us around that was in the 50s. Because I know that for a fact. All the way up into 1970, hell, if you lived in a rural part of town, you was on a party line. Your ass wasn't on no straight line. You remember that, Drew?
Oh, you say that one more time about the.
I say, you had a party line in 1970, up until 1970, if you lived in a rural part. You had a party line. You weren't on no straight line. You said Crockett, Texas. Hell, I'm from Crockett.
Oh, okay. I don't think I had a phone.
You probably don't remember because there ain't that many Negroes had phones. Shit.
Yeah.
And you say you can't live without your cell phone now. But, Brother Drew, see, this is where the renewing of your mind has to come into effect. You had to know how someone has done your mind. And when they gave you God, freedom, and civil rights, that's a good idea. But the people that give it to us say it was only an idea. It wasn't reality. And we know that God ain't no reality. Freedom ain't no reality. Civil rights, hell, you're looking at them now. It ain't reality. And the definition of freedom means one who is free from government control. So your ass ain't free. So you know that they sold you a lie with that word. And with God, you know they sold you a lie with that. You know they sold you a lie with civil rights. So you know we live a lie every day. Shema Yahweh, Yah Abinya Ika, Kamariya. The next week, Brother Drew, will continue.
All right, Kamariya.